liquid zeolite.
Lady America tonight. Whew, I don't know about you, but I'm sleeping easier now that the Federal Aviation Administration finally has decided to fire two air traffic controllers for sleeping on the job, and they're going to shadow or pay closer attention to the First Lady and the Vice President when they're in the air. Whew. What about the rest of us minions? What does it mean for all of us? Well, it means that once again, your government was caught sleeping at the wheel. And it's always about that reaction, but at least there was some action after there were near misses. Not so much what happened with Michelle Obama, the First Lady, but more about what happened particularly at Reagan National Airport in Washington. Two big jets coming in, lots of people on them, no way to get a hold of the air traffic controller because he was sleeping on the job. Why? Because they exhaust the air traffic controllers juggling their schedules all over the place. Now, you know, you could say, hey, it's personal responsibility. Everybody else has to get enough sleep, for goodness sake, in this world, right? All of us have to go where we're supposed to be, even if it's killing us because we have crying babies or three jobs we're juggling, going to school and working, whatever the reasons are. But the two controllers were fired. And where they fired them, Miami and Knoxville, Tennessee. So not even the places that we recently discovered in Ohio. And like I said, the biggest one to me, I thought, really, or one of the biggest ones, was what happened at Reagan. But the Miami guy was found sleeping at about 5 o'clock in the morning at a regional radar place that handles the air traffic for a chunk of Florida, the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. So that could be pretty disastrous. And the tapes showed that he didn't miss any calls from any of the planes. There was no impact on the flight operations, so nothing had happened there, unlike what happened in Ohio and unlike what happened in Washington, because in Washington the planes landed with the help of somebody else and with a regional facility, and the same thing in Ohio, with the help of somebody else, they were able to land, and that was an air ambulance situation, a smaller Piper jet. Now, the Knoxville deal happened back in February, and it was, again, a radar, what they call these radar facilities, a radar place. That's a hop, skip, and a jump from your main arteries. And they say the controller deliberately slept for about 5 hours, even though the co-worker was trying to wake him up. Ooh, that means the co-worker probably ratted him out. Dude, wake up, wake up. Leave me alone. Wake up. And he must have done that, I guess. Crazy. I don't know. I think the FAA had to take control, pardon the pun, of the situation, but they're pretty derelict in this whole thing anyway. There have been problems in the past with the air traffic controllers. Why wouldn't they have looked at the schedules? Isn't that one of the first things you do? Well, when are they coming in? What are they doing when they're here? How many hours are they working? For goodness sake, even radio people get that. Where you have DJs. Remember the old DJs? There are actually some DJs still around in America. There are some stations that play music, whether it's rock or reggae or hip-hop or whatever it is. And occasionally you'd have that person that would have to pull shifts, like ships, because somebody wouldn't show up, and they had no choice. They did it, so they were tethered to the microphone, and occasionally, I mentioned that it happened to me, occasionally someone nods off. But luckily, when you have good friends, they wake you up. We can all relate to possibly falling asleep, but I say the fault is on the shoulders of the FAA. They're embarrassed, so they had to do something, because you start talking about five different scenarios. Then the guy watching the movie, which was crazy, you know, you're good. Now there's reaction. Now there's reaction, and at least it's before it's too late, maybe. At least it's before there's a crash. So here's a big one for you right from the get-go. You tell me, fair or foul. I'm going to tell you what I think, but fair or foul. If I told you that the United States authorized $25 million for what? $25 million to feed the Libyan rebels. Mm-hmm. Convinced that this ragtag group, which there's a whole bunch of different types of rebels, could do some damage, but they need a little help. They just don't have the money they need. The United States has decided to help them out. So Hillary Clinton, with the big announcement, the Secretary of State, on throwing in the money.
Some of the items are medical supplies, uniforms, boots, tents, personal protective gear, radios, halal meals. There are no new purchases. This is not a blank check.
All right, so she gave you the examples of what it would be used for. But my question is this what we wanted to do? $25 million in this Libyan cause for rebels who are what? Eventually one of them ends up running the country because Gaddafi finally gets booted. Yeah, I'm going to call foul on that. Once again, we're kind of all over the map on this. Now, there has been heavy shelling in Misrati, which, of course, there are rebel forces that are getting bombed by Gaddafi, and some civilians are there. It's, I mean, just nonstop. You know, I'm terrible at that. But, you know, that sound constantly. And bullets just nearly missing people that are in the streets and all that sort of stuff. Yes, we get it. Because then if you wanted to tag on, there's your humanitarian cause. Okay. But then what happens? The $25 million won't go that far. It runs out, and then we have another $25 million. How close do you think we are to boots on the ground? How close? That's what scares me. Didn't we hear that there was no way that was going to happen? Weren't we told, even by Robert Gates, the Secretary of the Defense, that that was not in the plans? Plans change. And especially when you have someone stubborn who's been there for 40-plus years, who has people loyal to him, who really has no, I think, designs on leaving. It seemed a couple weeks ago that suddenly there was conversations about the sun taking over, then that evaporated. Where are we going with this Libya thing? Do you think 6 months from now I'm going to be saying something similar? Well, the United States chipped in another $50 million to the rebels who needed all sorts of things. I mean, are we invested? Are we invested in this Libyan nightmare? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talking about a stalemate, which I think we've seen in Libya. That's why now we're throwing in this extra $25 million, but where does it all end? So I say, Fal, you might disagree, and maybe you look at it like, look, you got to help people when you talk about seeing those who can't help themselves being in basically encased in all kinds of nasty things, whether it's being beaten up in the street or having their homes raided and Molotov cocktails thrown in their direction. You keep seeing that over and over again. But the problem is we've got 25 examples of that happening in other areas that have seen that over and over and over and over, and we really haven't stepped in there. So I say foul because I don't see an end in sight. I see boots on the ground if this continues the way it is, and some sort of lame excuse, although anybody around the president who wants to see him reelected will not let that happen, because if that happens, there is the wide open lane for some other candidate to snatch it away from Obama, probably a Republican candidate is what I'm thinking, but it gives them the ammunition, so to speak. If ultimately, we now have soldiers that go into Libya. So I'm going to throw it out again because this is the overnight highway of conversation, and you, yes, you can chime in whenever you want to, americatonight.net, which we're going to check the email in our next segment, or 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know where I fall in the whole Libyan thing at this point, but right from the very beginning I was leery of it, and now with the okay, we're going to toss it over to our friends in NATO, which we're a big chunk of that, we're going to toss over the lead to somebody else, let France handle it. I mean, come on, give me a break there. You know, speaking of, would there be a wide open lane, I happened to catch this when I was flipping around earlier in the day. I saw that there was a poll taken. I mean, every day there's like 50 polls, right? But I saw that there was a poll taken for the 2012 election. And a poll that showed that most Americans can't name a Republican presidential candidate. You got to be kidding me. I know this is such a smart audience. I know all of you can name at least two or three. Hello, Mitt Romney. Anybody hear that name? You know he is. Newt Gingrich. I get it if you don't know the former governor of Minnesota, Tim Pawlenty. Okay. He's still, his name is out there a lot. How about Michelle Bachmann, speaking of Minnesota? Now, we do this and we talk about it all the time, but I'm stunned that they couldn't name not one. Half of Americans, 53%, couldn't come up with one that they've been hearing the most about. See, this is the problem. And this is the problem for the Republicans. An incumbent president, barring like Libya or something else that pushes Obama out, here's a problem. Nobody really knows the name of any candidates. Now, there is the name recognition factor with Donald Trump. And this is what we're trying to wrestle with for the last couple of weeks. If Trump is really serious, really goes all in, really tries to get this nomination, the one advantage he has, especially even with younger people, 20s, 30s, whatever, and on up, the recognition factor is huge for Donald Trump, his name. They know who he is. People know who Donald Trump is from his myriad of things, from his television show, appearances on other nighttime television shows, you know, all kinds of stuff, books, the casinos. So they know the name, the buildings in New York. And that's probably why you're seeing him go higher in the polls, because they realize who it is. They know who it is. They're not coming up with Mitt Romney. They're not coming up with Mike Huckabee. They're not coming up with Newt Gingrich. And I'd be worried if I were on the Republican committee to elect somebody to this position, to this highest office in the land. I'd be concerned about that. 26% of Americans surveyed by Pew named Trump as the candidate they've heard the most about lately. Romney's name did come up a little bit. Sarah Palin's name did come up a little bit, but most could not name a candidate. That's crazy. And that doesn't bode well for the opposition to Obama. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, I just learned on Facebook that Donald Trump is going to run for president, and he's going to go as an independent, and he's going to resurrect an old party. You know what that old party is, right?
We said this a couple weeks ago, that he was going to run as independent. He was going to make it official at Celebrity Apprentice. He was going to say that, but I have some pretty good sources on this, and I've been saying that he was going to definitely run unless he decides to pull a 180 and make it a publicity stunt. But forget about that. We know he's going to run, and so now he just does the Facebook thing. But what are you saying? He's resurrecting what old party?
Think about it. There's only one old party he could possibly resurrect: the Whigs.
I can't believe you're thinking that's a good punchline, the Whigs.
The Whig party, man. He'd be perfect for that. You know?
Listen, he has a chance because people know his name. Younger people know who he is. So there is a thing about name recognition. If you don't know, if the country's not paying attention, I mean, some people are politically active. Some people care, like you and like a lot of people that call America Tonight and other talk shows and pay attention to what's going on. But there are a lot of people who don't even pay attention to anything that's going on with the government. They don't pay attention happening.
Let's get down to brass tacks here on Libya. You got to tell us where you stand. Because I tell you what.
Oh, I say out. No, go. No, we should not be there anymore. Forget it. Yeah. They're going to put boots on the ground, and then what? What are we doing? What about Syria? Look at the explosion in Syria. Where can we go next? It's like we're a monopoly board and just put all the soldiers out, and let's just leave ourselves totally exposed. Where are we going? What are we doing? And then we're staying in Iraq.
So what happens if Al-Qaeda takes over?
They're not taking over. It's not happening. I guarantee
it. Or the Muslim Brotherhood. You know these guys, you think they're going to take over and become enlightened Muslims?
Well, here's the thing. Then why are we giving $25 million to so-called rebels? Are any of those rebels Muslim Brotherhood folks? They could be. Some of them are Muslim Brotherhood guys. That's what we're doing? We're handing over $25 million to that group?
You know what? Let me give you a hint. I bet you that we are not going to be handing over bags of beans and bags of rice. I bet you we're going to be handing over cash, you know. That's one thing you never do in that situation, you know, because guess what? That cash goes to the baddest dude on the block.
I know.
You got to give them food, all right? And I bet you they're not going to do that. I bet they're going to give them cash because they can, of course, buy the stuff there cheaper. And you know what? They're going to be buying RPGs and IEDs. And,
Clinton said that. Clinton said, okay, it's going to be for tents, it's going to be for boots, it's going to be for this. But you're right. They'll hand them cash. And then what does the cash really turn into?
If I think people need to articulate this and say, if we had a Republican president or a president that advocated and was proud of the values of this country, then I would say go ahead, send the Marines in unilaterally. In 1 week, you know, Gaddafi would be dead dog meat, you know, and then let the United Nations get in there, you know, and do their little peacekeeping. Let the United Nations and, get in there. And we blow them up and let the United Nations build them up. But with this president...
We blow them up. I like that. You're right. That would be the strategy. But instead, with this president, you're going to say we lay in the weeds and then we pop up when it's too late. That's what happens. Oh, my, oh, my. Coming up on the next side. The flip side. Album B. We're going to do a little email thing. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household." That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Sliding into the weekend here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So, Livia, are you tired of it already? Is there Livia fatigue in your mind because of what we're hearing? On one hand, it's a humanitarian thing. We have to be there, but oh, no boots on the ground. We're not going to do that. And we're going to aid the rebels now with the $25 million. You just heard what Tomas in Michigan said. Why not go in there and be the big bad guy, blow out Gaddafi in the first place, and then let the UN come in, the peacekeepers, and sort it out? Well, that's the thing. Gaddafi, after 40-some years, that was the idea. Ooh, yeah, kind of hands off. But now he's the bad guy. He's blowing people up, so we're saying, yeah, this can't happen. We got to be in there. We got to help out, but we're not going to take him out. That's not our job. We're not going to do that. We are going to be there to support. We're always there to support. Anytime there's a chance of somebody getting a democratic type of government, we applaud that. Remember all the crazy nonsense, the way things were worded? Sometimes I think that the speechwriters, I know. I think I know too much about what happens at 16 Pennsylvania Avenue around the president, not in his office, but around it. They're there bouncing off the walls trying to come up with the, and every president does it, they have speechwriters, trying to craft the perfect phrase, the perfect way to position it. Position is a very big word for anybody in politics. How are we going to position this? So they positioned it all along that we cannot allow people to be gunned down in the streets like mongrel dogs. That's wrong. So we are there for humanitarian purposes to help our allies to support France and the UK. And really, their oil interests were there to support the oil interests of our friends that we need. So we're helping them out. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if Obama had had a little press conference and said, listen, y'all, I'm going to cut to the chase here. Our friends in England and France and Europe and Asia need the oil from Libya. So we are going to go in with the rest of the crew and blow up some crap. Whatever we have to do, we're going to protect that oil because we don't want that to slip away. Of course, that would never happen. It's positioning. So the positioning stinks. I don't like it. And the $25 million, why? It's a slippery slope. If you have boots in your closet, get ready. If you're somebody who could be called up, get ready. You might be trampling in to Libya. I hope not. I hope that's one thing that the U.S. sticks to. One thing to support by air with Tomahawk missiles that cost a fortune. Another thing to put more lives at risk. We're already doing that in Afghanistan. We already did that and are still doing it in Iraq. Don't need to do it in Libya. Okay, fine. You're going to help with the air. You're going to help in the air, or did help in the air. Now another $25 million into the bucket. You might have a different take on this. 800-259-5791. All right, without further ado, let's head to the email.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh!
Okay, this is interesting. Here we go. This one's from Bob. Major League Baseball once again taking control of a team. Kate, I know you covered sports extensively, especially baseball. Didn't this happen with the Texas Rangers? What a crazy thing. And is this because of a divorce? That's what I've read. You know, it's interesting. It is because of a divorce. How crazy is that? It just shows you what can happen in a divorce with business and what can happen here even with this, with the Los Angeles Dodgers, because that's the team. Frank McCourt accused his wife of having an affair with a bodyguard, driver, you know, all-around man. So the team is becoming more and more, the word is, paralyzed by the owner's bitter divorce. So the baseball commissioner, Bud Selig, must have realized that the handwriting was on the wall. He's going to appoint a trustee to oversee the business of the team and the day-to-day operations of the Dodgers. And this is while Frank McCourt is preparing to sue Major League Baseball, supposedly. How about that? Timing is interesting. Boy, he's getting it from all ends, isn't he? So, Frank McCourt, after he learned about C-League's announcement, issued a statement saying, Major League Baseball sets strict financial guidelines with all 30 teams. The Dodgers are in compliance with the guidelines. So, what gives? I don't understand the commissioner's action. I think what's happening is C-League is probably going to try to force some kind of a sale here. But, boy, that puts the team in that weird limbo situation where the Texas Rangers were last year. And, you know, here we go. So it's funny. If you look back, I was thinking about this, and what happened with the Rangers is before Tom Hicks, who was the guy who owned the team, and then before he sold the Rangers last year, Bud Selig, the commissioner, appointed an executive to monitor the Rangers. But technically, they left the owner in charge, and the other guy worked behind the scenes. It doesn't sound like this is what's going to happen here with the Dodgers at all. What a mess this is. And I think part of it I think part of it is this whole divorce thing, where the money's going and what's going to happen and heading that off, and then plus the threat of being sued. So if I'm a player, you just, as long as you get the checks. Somebody asked one of the players that are the teammates worried about who's going to be signing the paychecks now that baseball is taking control, and they say they're just worried about winning games. That's a good answer. That's a good answer for the future boss. We just want to win games. We don't care, just as long as the paper's good. As long as the checks are good when I get my $90,000 a month, which would be actually on the low end, by the way. So, wow. Okay, here's one from Angel. Kate, did you hear the story? You were talking about Libya. Did you hear the story about the journalists who were killed in the city that you mentioned? How sad. I didn't realize. I didn't think I knew who they were until they showed a picture of the Oscars, and I can remember seeing a little clip of the documentary of one of the guys that they mentioned. Yeah, it is very, very sad. Sad because here you had a guy who his whole life was in incredibly dangerous situations, but that was his job. This is what he did. Tim Hetherington is his name. And now he's cut down at 40, but he had been in some of the craziest positions in Afghanistan. And both Tim and another photojournalist, Chris Hondros, I think his name is, died in Misrata when they were basically documenting all the violence that was going on, all the shelling, the people running from building to building, the rebels running for cover and whatnot. So absolutely, their work will stay behind, and you can see their stuff. I mean, you can look at the documentary. It's just absolutely incredible because you see what it's like to really feel like you're in the middle of that situation in Afghanistan. That's how good their stuff was. It was like you were transported to it, not just talking about it from afar, but actually seeing what it was like to crawl around and be hunted by the Taliban, because they were with a unit that did get hunted. Okay, this one comes to us from Hal, who says, "Hello, America, tonight. My question is about the FAA. I know you say, Kate, that the three dreaded letters, I think in the past I've heard you say AIG, you should change it to the FAA. When are they going to stop the nonsense and pay attention to what's happening in and around the skies? Isn't that their job, for goodness sake? I so fear for people who get on these planes and the close calls that are happening that probably aren't even reported. Do you think there are a bunch of those?" I do think there are a bunch of close calls that don't get reported. If somebody gets a tip or somebody makes a call and tells somebody else, calls a local newspaper, because believe me, they still have those, or they call a blogger or whatever. Somebody has a source and they find out about it, which is what happened, by the way, with the Washington Post and Michelle Obama. And the FAA has insisted there was never any danger. The plane carrying the first lady might have gotten a little bit close to the C-17, but it was never a danger that anything was going to happen. Well, as a result of the on-the-job sleeping air traffic controllers, two of them were fired. They're still investigating a couple of the things that happened, but no doubt I'll take it under consideration that the FAA may replace AIG, at least temporarily anyway. We're kicking it.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back here for a second. In case you haven't heard, let me give you the top, one of the top stories that gets lost in the sauce because of all the arguments over the deficit and people fatigued over tax day, particularly if they had to pay. You know, everyone's burying their head in the sand. This is one of those lost weeks. Plus, the end of the week, Easter, it's a holy week. You have Good Friday, and Sunday is Easter, so a lot of the emphasis goes toward the end of the week on that. In the middle of the week, however, a big story that got a little bit of attention is Libya and the fact that we are now coughing up $25 million. And for the United States, $25 million is theoretically just a teeny tiny bit of money. Of course, for a country that is drowning with, what is it, 14.3 trillion in the deficit, and the problems we're having solving our own budget crisis. But forget the money aspect even for a second. Just what are we doing? Giving money to the Libyan rebels who are who? Who are the Libyan rebels? A hodgepodge makeup of different people with different beliefs, who are, what, going to step in for Gaddafi, who's digging in and does not want to leave. So we're, what, hedging our bets, helping out because they need our help and they're losing the war with Gaddafi. And so we've already invested in Libya because with all the money we shot off in the Tomcat missiles. I mean, look, we're involved. It's a slippery slope, could end up with boots on the ground. We should not be. I'm just saying it. I'm just going to say it. I'm not pussyfooting around it. I'm not going to Obama you. We should not be in Libya. We should not be there. Because, again, it was not done correctly in the very beginning. You know that whole thing about first impressions? I know this is a wild analogy, but if you're going to make the statement, if you're going to jump in and be involved, you have to do it in the beginning. You have to do it in the beginning, and this is part of the problem with Libya. So once again, we're watching things kind of fall apart. And I thought it's imminent. Gaddafi is leaving. What was that, 3 weeks ago? We want him out, but we're not going to take him out. So the sun might take over. I mean, how many different scenarios have we had thrown at us when it comes to Libya? Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi. Let me make a couple comments first, and I want to get to what you said about Libya and people strapping their boots on because they may have to go. There was a column in the New York Post. It doesn't relate to Libya, but it does in a roundabout way, so let me just get through it. I don't have the fellow's name. I tried to save it. I was rummaging through my bag as I wanted to get the names precise, but it's not important right now. But the Justice Department dropped some charges against some guy connected with the Holy Land Foundation, which is an unindicted co-conspirator in terrorism financing. And the columnist asked if the Justice Department is being politicized. And the reason I bring that up is because they said that it is being politicized. Eric Holder has to go now. So does Obama. But let me clear up. They dropped the charges because they were afraid that their Muslim donors and people, their political correctness would be harmed if they didn't drop the charges. And Congress has been asking for why did you drop the charges against the Holy Land Foundation. That's just one. I think it was Congressman Frank. I think it was his last name. He asked, he was a congressman, he asked the Justice Department, Eric Holder, why they dropped the charges against the Black Panthers. Stonewalling. Here's the key. Stonewalling Black Panthers. Stonewalling Holy Land Foundation. When Daryl Issa of California and Senator Grassley both are issuing subpoenas to the Justice Department to ask why Operation Gunrunner ran the guns into Mexico, stonewalling again. Alan Combs, who I talked to a couple of days ago, he thinks the president should be reelected. The Justice Department, Eric Holder, he has to be impeached. They're stonewalling Holy Land, the guns issue, and the Black Panthers. Nothing but stonewalling. Now you ask us what this got to do, or has me? What has my question is? You said who strapped boots on in Libya? You said, oh my! I'm saying, why would anyone fight? You got people, we are
exactly.
Physically helping the Al-Qaeda people, whether the CIA created them or not. They are our sworn enemies who are laughing behind our back because the weapons we give them, they're going to turn against our own troops. Our own troops who are still dying. And this brings tears, it really brings tears to my eyes. I think about these good kids in Afghanistan and Iraq. They're still dying over there. And I'm asking you, President, Mr. President, I know you're listening to Media Matters and George Soros. Why are we still there? Is it because of the opium and the pipeline? I thought when it was Bush, Cheney, Halliburton, war for oil, we can't have to get out of Iraq. This guy is still in Iraq. He's still in Afghanistan. The guys still have targets on their backs, and I'm asking, for what? We're in Libya to let the oil flow. Remember America, how incensed you were, war for oil? The oil is going to Italy, to France, and to Great Britain. You remember the BP had the arrangement with Libya. This is a freaking farce. And let me say this. I've heard a lot of people, professional people on other talk shows, way more intelligent, more accomplished than I'll ever be, that are saying that this guy Obama is as bad, if not worse, than George Bush, and it's the truth. And if any pundit thinks he should be reelected for what he's done, I ask you, what has he done? What has he done? To get this guy, Obama and Holder, they both have got to go, and that's enough out of me. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Mark. Short and sweet. He thinks Obama has to go, Holder has to go. But the bottom line is you have people in America who don't even know who the Republican candidates are. They don't know who they are. That doesn't bode well. Somebody, in fact, a friend of mine, because I have friends and all over the map, all different political beliefs. So, yes, a big crowd, the right, conservative, variations of that, friends that are very liberal, friends that are in between that would label themselves if they were asked, independent. And I had a friend who I go to ball games with, who's extremely liberal, who said to me, well, you know, Obama's not going to get elected again. I thought, wow, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because I see it the opposite way. When you have people saying they don't even know who the candidates are, can't even name one, what name do they hear all the time? When people go to vote who could care less about what's happening, they're off in la-la land doing whatever. Who are they voting for when they get into the polling places? And the answer is the guy whose name they know. That's all it comes down to. The guy whose name they know. And that name is Obama. That's why, in an odd way, and what I talked about earlier, Donald Trump, because of his name, partially because of his name, he's gotten some buzz in these polls. People realize when he's talking about president, when he's saying he would run, when he's talking about the birther thing with Obama, all that kind of stuff, then he's getting some traction, and people know his name. Jeff in Missouri, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, Mike, my thing on take on the whole birther stuff is not whether he is or isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's more on the constitutional issue.
Yeah.
But one quick thing. Can I mention the passing of an actress?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Sladen. She played Sarah Jane Smith on Doctor Who.
I don't know her.
Oh, no. She played on the Doctor Who series in the 70s.
Okay.
But anyway, back to my other comment. What happens if by some slim margin this is true about that he was born in Kenya and not in the U.S.? Is he impeached and Joe Biden becomes president? Or are they both gone and Boehner becomes president because of the Speaker of the House? And then
well,
we have elections. That's the kind of thing I'm interested in. I mean, how does this all work out if it is?
Well, then you're thinking that that's going to happen. I'm thinking that that's not going to happen.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm more interested to say slim chance it is.
If there was a slim chance that it was, then he could be, well, if there was definite information on it, you can bet that the Republicans would seize that and try to impeach him, of course. Because if they had the backing, they'd say, whoa, fraudulent, can't be, we're going to try to push for impeachment. He could certainly resign. He could certainly slip away from the office if he wanted to. But I don't think there's much of a chance of that happening. I don't think so. It is, Jeff, actually, it is intriguing to think, okay, well, then let's just forget the political aspect of this. Just strictly speaking, what could happen here? I'm going to leave you with this quote from Henry Kissinger, who said, 90% of the politicians give the other 10% a bad reputation.